Com.
Did General Petraeus' girlfriend leak CIA information? Easy for me to say. Rasmussen, in a new poll, shows that the president's ratings are through the roof. Some of his best ever. Who took this poll? I thought people were upset. In the meantime, it's all about the fiscal cliff. And speaking of that fiscal cliff, how many of you want tax cuts extended? Raise your hand. Raise two hands. I have my special infrared glasses on. Can you afford to lose $3,000, $4,000, $5,000? Ask yourself that. My name's Kate Delaney, and this is America Tonight. Big shout out to all the nooks and crannies here in the great states and beyond our borders as well. One final salute to all of you in the military as we usher out Veterans Day. But it's never a bad day to shake the hand of a vet for what they've done for the country. Most don't brag about their service. You have to pry it out of them. And maybe that's why I like military folks that much more than some of the regular folks motoring around. So let's go to the Rasmussen poll. When I talk about those tax cuts being extended, it is really the amount that falls between $3,000 and $5,000 per family. Different if you're single, depending on a whole bunch of other things and how much you make, but somewhere in that ballpark. So Rasmussen polled a small majority of us and found that we believe that the government should extend the tax cuts, including the Bush ones. That's really the ones I'm talking about. 60% of likely voters said the cuts should be extended. 28% believe Congress and the Prez should allow the tax cuts to expire. And the reason is because now people are starting to realize, after they've read about it, heard about it so many times, you're kidding. I'm going to lose $3,000? I'm going to lose $4,000? No, I can't afford to lose that. No way. But will Congress work it out? Will they get it together in time before the automatic spending cuts fall down like a ton of bricks over all of us? Because, you know, this is the deal. It's very simple. They expire at the end of the year. We're into November. We're almost at Turkey Day. So not a lot of time left to wrestle with this question, which, by the way, has been on the table for a year and a half. Notice in government, we never do anything until our backs are so far against the wall. It's not shocking that we're sitting in this situation because we knew it. We knew it. We knew it was hanging out there and nobody was doing anything about it. There was one committee formed with Democrats and Republicans. They did nothing to try to figure out what they could do. They just didn't agree. They just dug their heels in the sand and said, here's what we think. I'm wearing an R. I'm wearing a D. We got nothing in common. There is no way that we're going to figure out a way to work this out. We're not going to figure it out. Are you kidding me? So keep an eye on this because you might want to make it a little bit of a lean Christmas just so you have enough money to spread around. $3,000, $4,000, $5,000is actually a lot of money. That can pay for all kinds of things. I mean, I don't have to tell all of you. You go to the grocery store, you know. At least gas is a tad cheaper. I've mentioned this a couple of times because it did feel like Christmas to me when I paid $3.05. I'm so used to paying almost $4 that the fact that I could get it for $3.05 was absolutely amazing. But I'm not going to be enjoying this for very long, but I'll take it for now. I'll take it. The numbers for the president were kind of surprising to me, based on the fact that, yeah, I got a lot of people in my life that are psyched that Obama won. They think it's the right thing. He got blamed for too many things, and there's no compromise on the Republican side of the aisle. Then I got massive friends who are part of the Republican machine who are furious over the election results. Not furious so much at the process, not at the process. They're furious at the way the campaign was run and why did the Democrats outsmart them on the ground? Because that's exactly what they did. David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs took off from the White House a year before the election, a little more than a year, and they started to lay out what was going to happen. They looked at the secret document called the census, and they found where the people were in those nooks and crannies I mentioned that we all love in the swing states, and they went after them. They went after them, they courted them, they set up offices, and made sure that they were all going to go out and vote, and they did, and that made a big difference in the end. Well, now the approval rating for the president is at its highest level since July of 2009. Not necessarily a surprise, I guess, in one sense, because when you win re-election, the number usually shoots up, but the rating is 54%. So now only 45% of potential voters disapprove of the job the president is doing. So we had to go back to 2009 to find those numbers. Now, we can break it down a little bit more, and this is Rasmussen, just one poll, but they say 92% of Democrats approve. 92, not a surprise. 86% of Republicans disapprove. People that aren't affiliated with either major party, you know what that number is? 47% approve and 49% disapprove. Can we talk about a bipolar nation or a polarized nation? Yeah, it's a polarized nation. And here's the thing. The polling firm Rasmussen also asked, because they bombard them with a couple of questions. They asked the people they were polling about the auto industry bailouts and how they viewed it. And the people said positively until they learned that the federal government's going to lose money because of them. So in the days after the election, voters are pretty divided as to whether the best days are behind us or still to come. So that it's really almost dead even again. Almost dead even, right down the middle. The yays and the nays. Yes, we're in a good position. It's going to be okay. No, we're in a terrible position. Wait till you see the individual health mandate and when that comes down and when people are looking for insurance and how much is that going to cost and what happens if we fall off the fiscal cliff. I think the cliff can happen. We cannot fly off the cliff. I mean, we can, but if we do, we're all staring down the barrel of a recession, which is not going to promote growth in a lot of these businesses that are now saying in manufacturing that they have jobs, they just need the right people for them. They need people to be retrained so they can get them into some of these jobs, supposedly. And there's still a corporate tax rate that really pushes many of our big corporations away. Gives them an excuse. Why should I do business here? It's much lower there. I don't want to. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. So why should I do it here if I can do it someplace else? Hey, coming up in a few minutes, Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, between he and his father, they served 50 years in the military, his father in the Navy, and he was a lawyer in the Army. And Jeff talks about a whole bunch of things, including what's happening in Syria now, Iran, what's going on in Iran. What about Benjamin Netanyahu? What's going to happen now that President Obama gets four more years? That's all coming up around the bend right here on ATN.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to the show Jeff Atticott. He's our terrorism expert. He's a professor of law at St. Mary's. He advises all kinds of people on terrorism-related things, and especially when it relates to the law. But he also served in the Army for 20 years. So happy Veterans Day, and thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Greatest country in the world still.
And tell me about what you did when you were in the Army, because, you know, 22 decades, that's a long time. And from what I understand, when we were speaking off the air, you did the Army thing, but that wasn't where your father went. Your father was a Navy guy, right?
Sure was. He did 30 years in the Navy. He entered in World War II. He's still alive. Was shot down in the Korean War. He was a pilot and served in Vietnam also.
Wow. Wow. And you weren't a pilot, though, in your Army career.
No. I was a lawyer, but I had the privilege of working my way up through the ranks, and I became the lawyer for all of the Green Berets in the United States Army. So I discovered where the center of the universe is, and that's Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Boy, isn't that true. Well, thanks so much for your service, and that goes out to everyone else, too, listening to America Tonight. Boy, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to the Middle East and what's happening there. But I guess my first reaction, or my first thing to ask you, is to get your reaction to President Obama getting reelected again. What do you think that means for our defense and our military?
Well, if you look at the polls, the support for the president and the military is 40. It was 40 point difference between Romney and Obama. So most of the military is not very happy with the current commander in chief. But we follow our orders. You know, we do exactly what we're told. We do it with alacrity. But, you know, they realize that he has his national security fiascos have been so egregious and so, longstanding in the military. He's cannot get us out of Afghanistan with victory, the Benghazi stuff, and his dealing with Iran, his cutting of the military by 100,000. He's not the type of president that most people in the military would say, yes, this is a conservative president. And most people in the military their values are conservative, you know, God, country, and so they don't perceive that this president, has their best interest, at hand. And that's, again, that's just, there's a, if you look at any poll, it's a 40 point difference. So I'm not, you know, it's not my opinion. This is most people in the military. They simply are not happy with his leadership in terms of national security. But again, that said, you know, military folks are professionals. We will follow the orders that the president gives, and we will follow them with alacrity. And that's a separate issue.
Yeah. What do you make of now Iran saying that they're going to break? I read this headline today, and I was talking to somebody at the Pentagon earlier, but this stuff with Iran saying that they're going to break Obama's grasping hands, and now that this is, now we have the target in our sights, and of course we know this is the tug of war over nukes and what Iran's trying to do with uranium, and you know, you could throw Israel into that equation, but just from the point of view of Iran, what do you think this also means there?
Well, again, it ought to give the president an idea that his magic fairy dust that he's been trying to sprinkle for 4 years across the Middle East, where people will like me because I'm Obama and they hated us because of Bush, is simply a lie. They hated us when Bush was the president. They hate us when Obama's the president. But they even hate us more now because they perceive that he's weak and he makes the absolute wrong decisions. He freed all the terrorists in Libya, and that's what we got, you know, in terms of Benghazi. So they hate us, but of course that's the whole Benghazi thing, because it ran counter to his propaganda, his narrative that people like me because, you know, I can be reasonable, I can talk to them. That's not how you deal with these people. And oh, by the way, the Gaza Strip, they fired almost 100 rockets into Israel. Hamas does not fire any rockets without the approval of the Iranians. The Iranians are the puppet masters for Hamas and Hezbollah. And so when you see rockets coming into Israel, you can be sure that the Iranians are trying to use that as a distraction, and they're ordering that, and that's what's occurring right now in the Middle East.
Yeah. What do you think Benjamin Netanyahu does?
Well, he has no choice. They've got to attack Iran. This administration is not going to do it unless he's forced into it. You know, if you're an Israeli, you have no choice. I mean, you cannot allow Iran to get nuclear weapons. Now, there's a lot of unintended consequences. We all understand that. And that's why the Israelis have been waiting so long and trying to hope that something would happen and pop, where things would turn their way. But the Iranians are getting more and more bold. They know that the UN can't stop them. They know that the United States has signaled that they're not going to do anything. And they're holding fast to their desire to get nuclear weapons. It's a very dangerous situation. But in my opinion, they have to be stopped. And I don't see anybody that's going to stop them except for the Israelis. And they can only stop them temporarily due to refueling issues, lack of bunker busting bombs, and logistics of trying to hit as many sites as possible.
Yeah. The thing that's, of course, and you mentioned a little bit talking about Benghazi, and that's the story that's not gone away for the Obama administration. Now they're going to have some testimony on it. But in the middle of all of that, you have this crazy thing with General Petraeus, who resigns from the head of the CIA, and, you know, saying that, thanking all of his people for serving with him and all that kind of stuff. And this has to do with an affair situation. But there's all of this criticism being now leveled that there was some kind of big secret, and Petraeus, definitely may have told the woman that he was messing around with, that was a biographer, some secrets, some national security secrets. What do you make of all that nonsense?
Well, you know, I don't like to be cynical, but it's amazing that it comes right after the election, where it can't do the president any harm. It also comes right after the Benghazi fiasco. Mm. This affair was a long time ago in Afghanistan. The president knew about it over the summer, and, you know, did nothing. And Petraeus didn't resign at that time. And so, you know, it's just a very, very suspicious to me as to the real facts are.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I mean, we want to know what's the real facts. The FBI is saying they uncovered it by chance and all this other stuff. But the whole investigation was over, as you said, in the summertime. It was known to the president, but also even the official investigation, if you want to call it that, ended 4 days before the election. So I think there may be something there. If there's smoke, sometimes there certainly is fire. We'll see ultimately what happens. Now, what do you think happens with the CIA? They're moving up the second in command, but if you had to rate how we're doing from that point of view, from the CIA on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say?
Well, the CIA obviously is got a lot of questions to answer about Benghazi. Their intelligence assessments have been called into question in the past. Petraeus was supposed to, you know, bring in the new era where they had good intelligence. You know, we had some horrible assessments about what happened in Libya, the assessments in Syria, and the assessments of the Iranians. So there's a huge challenge, and of course it's all top secret, so it's hard to comment. You're looking at the trees and trying to assess the forest, but obviously they're in trouble right now because the leadership's been shaken and they've got to get the esprit de corps back up.
Yeah, coming up, and you know this too, now that the election is over, the fiscal cliff is being talked about, and part of that includes lopping off some more from the military. Even Leon Panetta went crazy when he realized what was going to happen with the automatic cuts, that how it would be leveled, obviously, at the military was part of that. Can the military afford those cuts?
Well, no. I mean, in the short term, they can move paper around and do things, but in the long term, the Obama administration is cutting the horse in half, he said, and we're under great strain. But, you know, this sequestration was dreamed up by the White House, not by the Congress. It's a bad deal all the way around, but we've got serious problems. We're spending money like a drunk sailor. We can't afford all the social good programs that are going out there. I'm glad everybody has all these wonderful programs, but they can't be sustained. And we're going to hit $20 trillion very shortly, and the credit's going to go down the tubes, and bad things are on the horizon. And the American people apparently didn't figure that out in this election, because I don't see this president serious about rolling up his sleeves and trying to fix the problem. It's just more, you know, demagoguery, and they're probably looking forward to the next 2 years for the next midterm elections already.
Yeah. What do you make of, and then we didn't learn about this either, too. You and I have talked about drones before in the past, and it just seems like Iran is collecting our drones. What's happening there that this has now happened twice?
Yeah, they're kicking sand in our eyes, and they did it to President Bush. They're doing it to President Obama, and neither president has really stood up to them and told them what to do about it. I was disappointed that President Bush didn't do it before he left office. He knew that they were directly contributing to killing our soldiers in Iraq and didn't do anything about it. And Obama knows what they're up to, and he's doing nothing about it as well.
Yeah. Most important question, Army-Navy game, what's that like when that happens in your world with your father still obviously alive and having served for all those years? Do you kind of go back and forth and convince each other?
Well, we always have the neutral ground, because I'm from Alabama, and we can all share in the victories of Alabama, except, of course, with Texas A&M last week.
That's a good one. Jeff Atticott, once again, thanks so much for your service, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Oxford's Dictionary's word of the year is omnishambles. You might say that General Petraeus made an omnishambles of his life when he fooled around with a biographer. I don't know if that's really the correct usage, but I love that word. I will probably never, ever use it again. Feel free to use it however you wish. Wow, isn't that crazy? Of all the words that they could have gone with, and that's the word, I never even heard it. I mean, I'll be honest, have you ever heard omnishambles? Who's using that? I don't know, in England, maybe perhaps the, they're using that in Parliament. It's crazy. I wouldn't have made that the year of the word. I wouldn't have made that the word of the year, however. Remember last, it was like 2 years ago. Ginormous. Ginormous would fit, too. General Petraeus, the former, well, the four-star general turned CIA director, has created a ginormous problem for the White House. How about that? All right, let's go out to Rick, and then we're heading to the mailbag, peoples. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hi. Hey, I wouldn't feel sorry for Petraeus. He'd be the spokesman for Viagra.
Yeah, because
65-year-old man get a 40-year-old girlfriend.
Oh yeah, and she was riding that all the way to the bank. Supposedly she was on Howard Stern, and she said, "Hey, I was just a soccer mom looking for a little fun."
Yeah, she'd be a spokesman for Viagra.
Yeah,
I wouldn't feel sorry for him.
Except for Rick, if he perjured himself because he told her a few things that she let slip when she was addressing her alma mater, the University of Denver. That's not good, because then he could end up really in the thick of this thing and create a big controversy. It's already happened. He's going to end up testifying before Congress, and then it's just a question of if they go for the jugular and if they really try to nail him to the wall, which I don't think they're going to try to do that, but hey, you never know.
I don't think they're just trying to make somehow nothing there. he's resigned, he's disgraced, and all that. And these old ladies mad at him, so.
mad at him is an understatement, but yeah. What else is on your mind?
Well, this guy, Mitt Romney, that he lost the election now. Is he going to reveal his plan on creating 21 million jobs? He believes in America and he wants to help people.
Wasn't it Obama? Listen, wasn't it Obama who said that he was going to meet with him? So if they do have a meeting, maybe he'll turn over his plan.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll reveal the plan.
That'd be all right. Create 21 million jobs. I'm going to tell you how he's going to do it.
Well, how about this?
So,
here could be a real curveball. What if Obama has Mitt Romney in his White House?
I don't think that's going to happen.
It makes for great conspiracy talk, but I don't think so either. However, if he wants to hand over the envelope, like you say, with the direction on how to get all those jobs to Americans, maybe he'd welcome it. But I doubt it. Because, see, here's the thing. There is definitely some bad blood between these two campaigns. And, yes, I know people shake hands and move on, but I think this is a little deeper than that. I do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he ain't going to be in the cabinet.
No.
When Obama gets down to the White House, you go back to Chicago, I think Michelle might run for governor or mayor. She'd be back in the White House for too long.
Wait, you think who's going to run for governor?
Michelle.
Yeah, to take a page out of what the Clintons did. Remember, Hillary leaves, she's the first lady, and then she becomes a senator from New York. You think Michelle Obama would be elected in Illinois, or, you know, as the governor of Illinois, or the senator from Illinois? I don't think so. I don't think she has any political aspirations, much different than Hillary Clinton. All right, it's time to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. And this one comes to us from Joseph, who says, shame on General Petraeus. Wow, is he really that dumb? How do these guys consistently put themselves in these positions, Kate? I don't understand. Now more than ever, you are in the public eye when you accept a job as high profile as a CIA director. Of course it's going to get out. It always gets out. If he was going to fool around, he should have waited until he was done at the helm of our secret spy world. Yeah, I don't get it either. But you know what? It's like Rick makes the reference, the crack about Viagra. Hey, he's a four-star, he's a man's man. He's a four-star general. He took on the Iraq situation, Afghanistan, his whole career he was that guy. Except for that he was perfect to the letter until this, because this is a huge blight. He's married for 37 years. Different if he's divorced. You know, hey, he gets divorced, then he's dating, he's single, whatever. But the fact that this was under the wire, she was a biographer, what did she know? And I disagree with one thing Rick said. Initially, I agreed. Initially, I thought, yes, there's something funky about some of the timeline stuff. First, there's the story about the film, because immediately they come out and say that. But okay, maybe they're spitballing it, saying it. Well, maybe I won't, you know, go conspiracy right away. Now with the Petraeus thing, the fact that they knew that was going on, the fact that she had access, and which she would have had access. She was a biographer. She was writing that book. So what did she know? What did she say? There's some questions. The fact that there were, Libyan militants there, that's much different than a film or much different than even September 11th, although the timing would be perfect, hit the anniversary and slaughter four of our people, including the ambassador, and get the militants out, or who knows. But that was never part of that, of what was out there either. So there is something we do not know here. And there is something that was definitely covered up, or certainly the timeline was not clear. I don't care who you voted for, whether you're a staunch Democrat or Republican. You got to look at this. If you just look at the facts and line them up, who, what, where, when, and why, there's some things that don't make sense now for sure. Absolutely. All right, let's move on from that one to this one from Christy, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. I've been listening to your show, and I mean to call in. I promise I will." Christy, I'm adding you to the list. There's been like probably 20 people that say they're going to call the show, and they just haven't called the show, but they've been listening. So Christy says, "Did you see this thing about the McAfee founder? Wow, so crazy. Didn't you speak to him before? They're looking for him for a murder, for a shooting in Central America." I did see that story. And it's Belize, apparently, where this happened. And think of McAfee. I mean, the guy is like the king of antivirus. I had one of his people on. I didn't have John McAfee. I had his head person on to talk about what they were doing and how many viruses are out there and all that kind of stuff. But it wasn't him. So he's wanted for the murder of some guy that was at his, that he was friendly with, I guess, that was at his house. The housekeeper discovered the body of Gregory Fawley in a hallway of McAfee's house with a gunshot wound in his head, in the back of his head. So the cops come, and they're crawling all over the place. He had a house just north of San Pedro, you know, and they're looking for him. They found him lying face up with a pool of blood. There's a 9mm shell at the bottom of the staircase. You know, do the math, typical thing. And now the laptop computer, the cell phone are missing from this guy's house. McAfee's done. Remember, he started the security firm in the mid-90s, but he really hasn't been affiliated with them since then, even though the name is still on there. And so McAfee's gone. He's in the wind, I guess. Although he did tell somebody, there was a story in one of the computer magazines on one of the websites saying that he didn't know anything other than he heard that he had been shot. So, you know, he says that he's had problems with the authorities down there and that he's hiding from them somewhere in the country. Seems a little crazy to me. Seems a little strange. Oops, I'm hiding from them because I've had problems with them. You know, whatever. They'll catch him. It's not big territory. If he's hiding out, he better have somebody come in and pull him out fast. Otherwise, they're going to get him, and he'll be in lockdown, and they'll be questioning him for a while as to what happened here. Especially, you know, they do all those tests, and you know, not that I'm a CSI watcher, but you start to watch those shows and you start to get a sense of, oh yeah, the gunshot residue and testing some of the blood agents and looking for hairs on the carpet and whatever. And of course it was his place. Here's one from Jake in Austin who says, "Wow, Petraeus is nailed. Talk about really blowing it. His wife supposedly is furious. You got to think a divorce is in the wind unless she's a stand by your man person. And who is the woman that he was fooling around with, this Broadwell character who did the writing on the Petraeus book? Seems a little odd, huh?" Well, what's interesting is other people had to have known this because she was making trips to Afghanistan and she was around him a lot. Then, as she would be if she was writing a story and wanted to see things firsthand. But you have to think that she came across some things that might have been, off the record, perhaps. I guess everything was off the record. Oh, and this after he replaced Stanley McChrystal as the top commander in Afghanistan. Wow. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
I think once before, but have you ever had power out in your home for more than a day or two? Have you had it out for a whole week? Oh, that would be nasty stuff. It's happened to me a couple of times. In fact, affected the show. Never had shows affected, but affected the show one time when it was one night where we had a really terrible storm, and just like that, boy, the lights were out, nobody's answering any phones or anything anywhere, and you're scrambling to pull things out of the refrigerator, and, I mean, honestly, you just aren't prepared for it unless you have that backup generator. Boom, you're ready to go. You have your go bag, you got all your stuff, you know where you're headed. It's a good idea for people to kind of re-rack and think about those emergency procedures. What do you do if you get slammed by a flood? I say that because I've been watching a lot of things from the east and talking to my family members who we had on the shows and realizing that in some places, especially where they had a deal, like in Rockaway, where they had a deal with floods, that whole area of Long Island, et cetera, where they're right there off of the ocean and they watch the water come in and all of a sudden they've got this flood and it's creeping into their house. They got to figure out what they're going to do, and they're dealing with flood waters. And seriously, it's dark, and it's coming in, and it's washing in. Boy, you got to have some kind of, and people really did scramble and help each other. But you got to have some kind of plan. I think if we were watching this from afar, you have to have some kind of plan in the back of your head. Boom, you know, I live in an area that doesn't flood, but if it were to happen, here's what we would do. Because really it was just a couple of simple steps. But I'm not here to lecture you on getting emergency prepared. You certainly hear enough spots about it. Boy, it could never be more true. We've had a few people on this past week and the week before that to talk about some really simple, simple, easy things that you can do to make sure if you got to grab it and go, if you got to grab a bunch of stuff, you got things that you need, you have your supplies, and it doesn't have to be as traumatic. You know exactly how to act because you don't know what's going to happen with the elements. You can't predict that. And that's what Governor Cuomo is saying when people are complaining about the power, especially. He's saying that, listen, some of these areas are not going to get power back because we've inspected it. And it's too dangerous. You can't have the power on there. If we can't put it on, we're not going to try to put it on there. So when you hear a number of places that are blacked out, some of those places are not going to get the electricity turned back on. But at least some people are saying the gas supply has gotten better. Still, there's lines, and people are grappling with the whole idea of the rationing, getting used to when they're supposed to be getting gas. In New Jersey, gas rationing is done. They were rationing it, but they're okay. Things are getting back to normal. In New York, in some spots, they really can't do that in New York right this second, but it's going to happen soon. So here's what Governor Cuomo says about the whole gas situation. And what about these flooded areas?
These are homes in the heavily impacted flooded areas that have in most cases been inspected or reviewed, and the decision has been made that power can't be turned on. Long lines beget long lines, as strange a phenomenon as that seems. But reports are that the lines are abating. And as the anxiety and the panic reduces, the lines will abate.
Now it's all about what happens to all the people who were displaced. They're not going away yet. 113 people officially dead from Superstorm Sandy, not just in New York, but across the East Coast. So though a majority from that New York area. $30 billion is what Governor Cuomo, by the way, says is their guesstimate on the economic loss, and they need more money. Because they're 2 weeks after this, they're totally into the recovery phase at this point. Almost all the schools are reopening. Gas rationing is probably going to come to an end pretty quickly here. It did in New Jersey, as I said. And it's about, okay, what do we have to do? Where can we rebuild? Where can't we rebuild? And then the whole insurance claim thing, because people are still clearing some of that debris from their houses. Think if your house suddenly, boom, that's it, the entire place is flooded. How long do you think it's going to take to get all that stuff out of there? It's going to take some time, unless you have a lot of people helping you. But even then, it would still take time to clear everything out. So most of what's going on with the clearing is happening in some parts of New York City still a little bit. In Long Island's Nassau and Suffolk counties, they've got it. Some of you might be listening to me up there. And if you are and you want to share with us, please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And here's the other thing that now has happened. So need money, at least $30 billion. New York City's already okayed $500 million for repairs at the city's schools and hospitals because they've had problems there. So it's about infrastructure, too. A lot of the infrastructure was destroyed, especially if we look at New Jersey, if we throw them into the equation, the New Jersey barrier islands, a lot because of that, a lot of the infrastructure was ripped up there. So you got this situation with the money and finding the spots for all the people. And then you have this other element. Because of all that we've seen coming out of that area, there are people who are rubbernecking in some of the worst hit places. So they're going, they're like doing disaster tours to see what happened. Oh, that's not good. You know, they did that at Katrina because sometimes in some of those hard hit areas, you can barely get in and maneuver around the neighborhoods, let alone have people traipsing around taking pictures of the torn up homes and the house. There's a few houses that are still in the middle of the water and all that kind of crazy stuff. I mean, sure, you have news people doing it, but you start to have all these people that are in the city that are going out there. Ooh, that's rough. And with New Yorkers, I'd be very, very careful about that. Very, very careful. 8.6 million, remember, didn't have power at the height of the storm. At the height of the storm. Now they're down to somewhere in the neighborhood of about 130,000 people. And the brutal thing that's happening now is the weather. Because you've got cleanup happening, it's freezing cold, and you got to do it. You got to do these inspections. Otherwise, you know, if they fail the inspection, they can't get the power returned, and then they have to go from there with the insurance people. So they're trying to clean the houses. It's very, very cold, and it's hard. One of the worst spots I discovered from a family friend is Harbor Island. Just terrible there. They still have so many neighborhoods that are just a wreck from the flooding, and they're not turning on power in that area. They're not turning it on because of what they're saying is they're not getting the inspections that are the inspectors saying, okay, yes. So the people who live there are upset saying, turn on the power. But if the inspection says no, they're not going to do it. So now you have some headbutting going on, especially also in the Rockaways, even a little bit in Brooklyn, too. They have to do these repairs for them to turn on the electric. So now you're freezing. You've cleaned out all your belongings, and you got to do the work they need you to do before they can give you the power back. Oh, and you've got tree trimming crews. Think of the linemen. There's like 10,000 linemen. And the crews that are out there working, a lot of times they're working round the clock still because they still have areas that they have to look at to try to get it back. Not all of them. Some of them have been improved through inspections. And it's going to cost a lot of money. I mean, we are storm weary in this country. And so this one may be the one that puts us right over the edge.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.